Papa handed Esperanza the knife. The short blade was curved like a scythe, its fat wooden handle fitting snugly in her palm. This job was usually reserved for the eldest son of a wealthy rancher. But since Esperanza was an only child and Papa's pride and glory, she was always given the honor. Last night she had watched Papa sharpen the knife back and forth across a stone, so she knew the tool was edged like a razor.
Cuídate los dedos, said Papa. Watch your fingers.
The August sun promised a dry afternoon in Aguascalientes, Mexico. Everyone who lived and worked on El Rancho de las Rosas was gathered at the edge of the field. Esperanza's family, the house servants in their long white aprons, the vaqueros already sitting on their horses ready to ride out to the cattle, and 50 or 60 campesinos, straw hats in their hands, holding their own knives ready. They were covered top to bottom in long-sleeved shirts, baggy pants tied at the ankles with string, and bandanas wrapped around their foreheads and necks to protect them from the sun, dust, and spiders. Esperanza, on the other hand, wore a light silk dress that stopped above her summer boots and no hat. On top of her head, a wide satin ribbon was tied in a big bow, the tails trailing in her long black hair. The clusters were heavy on the vine and ready to deliver. Esperanza's parents, Ramona and Sisto Ortega, stood nearby, Mama tall and elegant, her hair in the usual braided wreath that crowned her head, and Papa barely taller than Mama, his graying mustache twisted up at the sides. He swept his hand toward the grapevines, signaling Esperanza. When she walked toward the arbors and glanced back at her parents, they both smiled and nodded, encouraging her forward. When she reached the vines, she separated the leaves and carefully grasped a thick stem. She put the knife to it, and with a quick swipe, the heavy cluster of grapes dropped into her waiting hand. Esperanza walked back to Papa and handed him the fruit. Papa kissed it and held it up for all to see.
La cosecha, said Papa. Harvest.
Ole, ole,
a cheer echoed around them. The campesinos, the field workers, spread out over the land and began the task of reaping the fields. Esperanza stood between Mama and Papa with her arms linked to theirs and admired the activity of the workers.
Papi, this is my favorite time of year, she said, watching the brightly colored shirts of the workers slowly moving among the arbors.
Wagons rattled back and forth from the fields to the big barns where the grapes would be stored until they went to the winery.
Is the reason because when the picking is done, it will be someone's birthday and time for a big fiesta? Papa asked.
Esperanza smiled. When the grapes delivered their harvest, she always turned another year. This year, she would be 13. The picking would take 3 weeks, and then, like every other year, Mama and Papa would host a fiesta for the harvest and for her birthday. Marisol Rodriguez, her best friend, would come with her family to celebrate. Her father was a fruit rancher and they lived on the neighboring property. Even though their houses were acres apart, they met every Saturday beneath the home oak on a rise between the two ranches. Her other friends, Chita and Bertina, would be at the party too, but they lived farther away and Esperanza didn't see them as often. Their classes at St. Francis didn't start again until after the harvest, and she couldn't wait to see them. When they were all together, they talked about one thing, their quinceañeras, the presentation parties they would have when they turned 15. They still had 2 more years to wait, but so much to discuss. The beautiful white gowns they would wear, the big celebrations where they would be presented, and the sons of the richest families who would dance with them. After their quinceañeras, they would be old enough to be courted, marry, and become las patronas, the heads of their households, rising to the positions of their mothers before them. Esperanza preferred to think, though, that she and her someday husband would live with Mama and Papa forever, because she couldn't imagine living anywhere other than El Rancho de las Rosas, or with any fewer servants, or without being surrounded by the people who adored her.